8:55 Eastern Daylight Time, and Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
German land forces today made some small gains, but their advance is not yet very impressive. This is a three-dimensional war, however, and their command of the air has enabled them to make plenty of trouble in both Holland and Belgium. Parachute troops were dropped at more than 25 places in the Netherlands today, and Brussels reported that German planes were flying over almost without interruption, distributing parachutists over Belgium. In most cases, these small detachments seem to have been killed or captured. But besides the actual damage they do and the interruption of communications, they compel the detachment of a considerable number of troops to deal with them. And in the Netherlands, at least, this diversion is beginning to be a serious danger. Principal centers of the parachute attack today were Rotterdam and The Hague. Swarms of parachute troops were dropped there through the day, and the Germans still hold part of Rotterdam, including the Valhofen airport. This was heavily bombed again by British planes and apparently is of little use as a landing field. But our correspondent Edwin Hartrich reported earlier that many Germans had got into Rotterdam on merchant ships under the Swedish flag, and hard fighting apparently goes on in the downtown part of the city. The Dutch hold The Hague, but have had to fight not only parachute troops, but Germans in citizens' clothes who have been firing from house windows, and this morning made an unsuccessful raid on the police station. Between the plain clothes and the Dutch uniforms used by some of the Germans, it must be hard for the defenders to know just whom to fight. The German radio tonight claims that parachute troops dropped on the Belgian coast have forced their way into the town of Ostend. Nothing has been heard of this from Allied sources. It may be true and maybe not. On land, the Germans have crossed the IJssel River near Arnhem and claim the capture of that town, though the Dutch dispute this. In northeastern Holland, where Dutch plans never contemplated serious defense, the invaders have reached Groningen. The principal success claimed by the Germans today was the capture of a strategically important Belgian fort near Liège, which they say was taken by some new tactics, apparently including air bombing, which prove that modern fortifications can be captured by modern methods. And east of the Moselle, an entire German division made what seems to have been a demonstration rather than an attack on the Maginot Line. The French withdrew from their advanced posts, and against heavy artillery fire, the German attack was not pressed. There were several raids on Amsterdam with many casualties and bombs dropped on Brussels, which the Germans yesterday promised to let alone. Mostly, however, the air forces on both sides were busy bombing communications. Allied planes raided bridges, railroad junctions, and airfields on the Lower Rhine, and the German attacks on many towns in France were chiefly directed against airfields. Both sides, that is, seem to be sticking for the most part to the attack on military objectives, but of course there are civilian casualties. The French reported 148 civilians killed and more than 300 wounded today, and the Germans report several dozen casualties from the Lower Rhine towns. Both British and French have denied the German story that the open town of Freiburg was bombed yesterday, but German radio announcers are saying tonight that Germany's patience is exhausted. Apparently the Dutch, Belgians, and French are expected to go on being patient. And there was news of air fighting in Norway. The British say they bombed a German cruiser off Bergen. The Germans say they hit a British battleship and cruiser off Narvik. Winston Churchill has not yet finished making up his cabinet, but he will be Minister of Defense himself and will be associated in an interwar cabinet with Lord Halifax, the foreign minister, and with ex-Premier Chamberlain and the labor leaders Apley and Greenwood, these last three having no departmental duties. Anthony Eden, former Foreign Secretary, is to be Minister of War. A.V. Alexander, Labourite, is head of the Admiralty. And Sir Archibald Sinclair, the Liberal leader, is airman. Or Simon and Stanley are out. British and French Marines landed today in the Dutch West Indies at the request of the Dutch government to guard the oil refineries there. In Washington, it was said that so long as the Dutch government had requested it, this action involved no violation of the Monroe Doctrine. As for the Dutch East Indies, the Japanese Foreign Minister Arita repeated to diplomats today that it was a vital interest to Japan to preserve the status quo, and Secretary Hull repeated his recent statement that any disturbance there would be prejudicial to the security of the whole Pacific area. The White House reports that comments received on President Roosevelt's speech last night were more than 90% favorable.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.